For the past week, the red carpet has been rolled out across European cities for Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's visit. Climate change was high on the agenda, but economics and trade dominated.
We should expand mutual investment and even make joint investment.
China has created a vehicle for joint investment, the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, with 50 founding members, including Britain, France and Germany. Washington had urged its European allies against signing up. The bank has an initial capitalization of $100 billion.
That's a lot of infrastructure to be developed in Asia, in the part of the world that really needs it. So being on board from an early stage to help shape the direction in which it's going is, I think, really key and important.
Analysts say China sees the AIIB as a way of countering what Beijing perceives as a unipolar world dominated by the United States. Washington has voiced concerns that the AIIB could be used to finance strategic aims rather than economic. The criteria for financing is likely to differ from the World Bank or IMF, says Pantucci.
In certain countries, maybe in parts of Central Asia or South Asia, which have difficulty sort of dealing with some of the criteria laid out by the international banks, AIIB may be able to help there instead.
China signed a series of trade deals, including the purchase of 45 Europe-made Airbus planes worth $11 billion and the opening of an Airbus factory in China. Meanwhile, U.S. President Barack Obama signed into law a bill allowing him to fast-track negotiations over trade deals. The United States is spearheading the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would encompass 40% of global trade. China is not part of the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。